A firstborn, he takes two shares in the property of his father. When the father dies, and leaves the Yerusha for the children. The Yerusha is divided up as if there's one extra child, and the Bechor would take that extra portion. But a Bechor would not take Pishnayim, two portions, in the property of the mother. When the mother dies and leaves a Yerusha, she had Nechse Maluk, her own property. The property is divided up equally among the sons. The Bechor would not get an extra share. Ve'eno notel Pishnayim Bishvach, v'lo b'ra'i kibamuchel. So too, a Bechor, even though he takes Pishnayim in the property of the father, but he does not take an extra share in the Shvach, the improvement of the property. If the property improves after the death of the father, that improvement is divided up equally among the sons. The Bechor would not take an extra chelek in that Shvach. Nor does he take Pishnayim in Rai, the same as he takes the Muchzuk. Rai is property that is destined to eventually reach the father, but it has not yet reached his hands yet before he died. For example, he is owed money by somebody, and the person did not pay up yet, and the father died. Or he's going to be Yerush property from one of his relatives, his father, or his brother. But the father or brother did not die yet, and therefore he wasn't Yerush yet. The Bechor would not take Pishnayim in that chok, or that property, that was eventually inherited after the father died, as he can only collect from Muchzuk, from property that was in the hands of the father at the time he died. Beloha Isha Biksubas, a woman that's coming to collect her ksuba. Her husband died and left property for his yorshim. And the woman wants to collect her ksuba from that property, but that property was not worth the entire amount of the ksuba. And after the death of her husband, the property improved and now is worth the amount of the entire ksuba. She cannot collect from that shvach. She can only collect from the amount the property is worth at the time of her husband's death. Even though a regular chob, somebody who is owed money, and the ower died, he can collect from the yorshim, even from the shvach, the amount that the property improved after the death of the lova. But an isha, when she's coming to collect her ksuba, does not have it in like a regular chob in this case, and she can only collect the amount that the property was worth at the time of her husband's death. Below habanos b'mizonos san, it's written in the ksuba that when somebody dies and he leaves sons and daughters, the sons inherit the property, but the daughters have a right to support from that property. And the ksuba said, this is written in the ksuba, that any daughters that he has, they have a right to be supported from the deceased father's property and to live in the house of the deceased father. And that money that has to be given to the banos for their support, the banos cannot collect it from shvach, the amount that the property improved after the death of their father. They can only collect from the actual property what it was worth at the time of their father's death. Nor can they collect from Roy, from property that is owed the father at the time of his death, but he did not yet collect it. Or property that he was eventually going to inherit, but did not yet inherit at the time of his death, the daughters cannot collect from that property. The Loha Yavam, so to a Yavam, somebody whose brother died without children, and he was Miyavin, the deceased brother's wife. The Dinit, that the brother who is Miyavin, the deceased brother's wife, also inherits all the property of the deceased brother. But he had the same din as a Bechor. The Torah calls the Yavam a Bechor. The Torah is teaching us that just like a Bechor, when he takes Pishnayim, he does not collect from Shvach or from Roi. So to a Yavam, when he inherits a deceased brother's property, he does not take from Shvach or Roi. V'kulane notlam b'shvach v'lo b'roi kibamuchl. All these people that we've mentioned in this Mishnah do not collect from Shvach, improvement that the property made. Even Shvach d'memela, where the property improved itself. Nobody went ahead and improved the property. It just improved by itself. Even that shvach, the people mentioned this Mishnah, cannot collect from. So too, they cannot collect from Roy, the same as Muchzuk. Even where the deceased person was destined to inherit the property, for example, the deceased person's father was still alive. So therefore, he is a Vade Yorish. He definitely will be Yorish, his father. Even so, they cannot collect from Roy, from that property, that eventually was going to be inherited. The following is not returned biyovel. As the din is, when somebody buys property from his friend, he has to return that property to his friend biyovel when it reaches yovel, which is once every 50 years, and he does not receive any compensation. But the following do not have to return the property biyovel. Habachorah, somebody who takes Pishnayim in the Yerusha of his father. he does not have to return that second share to the brothers Biyobo. And just like a regular Arusha does not have to be returned to the brothers Biyobo, so too the second share that the Bechor takes at the same din as a regular Arusha, and he does not have to return that second share to the brothers Biyobo. V'hayoresh es ishto, somebody who inherits the property of his deceased wife. His wife predeceased him, and he inherits the property min ha-Torah according to this time. So since he inherits it min ha-Torah to have it din like a regular Yerusha, that does not have to be returned to his wife's family, Biyobo. V'hamiyabem is eshes achir, somebody who does yiba to the deceased brother's wife. And we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the one who does yiba inherits the deceased brother's property. That property that he inherited from his brother, he does not have to return the property to the other brother's Biyobo. As the Torah calls the Yavam a Bechor, and this teaches us that he has a din like a Bechor, just like a Bechor does not have to return the extra share to his brother's Biyobo, so too a Yavam does not have to return the property to the brother's Biyobo. Bahamatana Dibre Rabbi Meir. And according to Rabbi Meir, so too when a person receives property as a gift, he does not have to return that property to Biyobo. Bechachamim Maimrim Matana Kamecha. Bechachamim disagree. They say when somebody receives property as a gift, it has the same din as a mecher, as a sale. Just like when you buy property, you have to return a biyovo, so too when you receive property as a gift, you have to return a biyovo. Rabbi Eliezer Omer kulan chayzrim biyovo. Rabbi Eliezer says all of the above have to return the property biyovo. As Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Chachamim, that matana is like mecher, a gift has to be returned biyovo. And he holds all of the above have a din like a matana. When a Bechor takes an extra share, the Torah says, Laseis lo, should be given to him. The Torah uses a Lashon Matana, so therefore it has to be returned to the brothers Biyobo. And somebody who inherits his deceased wife's property, that also has a din like a Matana. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, the person is Yorish's wife only mid-Rabbanah, not min ha-Torah. So therefore it's the same as a gift. And a Yavam that inherits his deceased brother's property, the Torah calls him a Bechor. And just like a Bechor, Rabbi Eliezer holds, has to return the extra share to his brothers, so too a Yavam, when it reaches Yobo, he has to return the property to his brother. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka Omer, Hayorish et ishto yachzeh lebnei mishpacha. Be'enake lehem min adam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka said, somebody who inherits the property of his deceased wife, he has to return that property to the family of his wife. But he could demand compensation. And he would subtract a little bit from the compensation, he would not take the full value of the property. Now, Rabbi Yochanan broke a hold that somebody is Yorish his wife min ha-Torah. The Torah says that a Baal inherits his wife. So why does Rabbi Yochanan broke say here that you have to return the property to the family of the wife? The reason being is that we're talking about over here where he inherited from his wife the Beit HaKvaros, the burial ground, for his wife's family. So therefore, he has to return that burial ground to his wife's family, as it's a pagam mishpacha, it's a disgrace for the mishpacha that the burial ground for their mishpacha is in somebody else's hands. So he returns the Beit HaKvaros, but he could demand compensation since min ha-Torah he was yorish that Beit HaKvaros. But he would subtract a little bit from the compensation. He would not take the full value of the Beit HaKvaros. He would subtract the value of the kever of his wife. The reason being is that a baal is mechuyev to pay for the burial expenses of his wife. So therefore, he has no right to take compensation for the value of the kever of his wife, since he's the one who has to pay the expenses for his wife's burial. So he would get compensation for the Beit HaKvaros minus the value of kever ishto.